The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Welcome back to it. We're in the studio today. We are 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Please know that we are listener-supported public radio serving Los Angeles and Orange County. You can do your part and join us at any time at thesocalsound.org. We got some live music in our studio. We're going to get right into it with a great live version of the song Into the Blue. It's the title track of the brand new record, a great live version by Aaron Fraser and his band. And then more from our studio next on The SoCal Sound. There you go. The song was called Into the Blue. We got Aaron Fraser in studio. It's nice to have you here. How are you generally?
I'm very happy to be here. I'm good generally.
Good?
Yeah, great. I mean, I'm rolling out this new record and then also working on the Duran Jones and the Indications fourth record. So there's like a lot going on, but it's all good things.
And you were saying off the air, it's kind of like having two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
But there's nothing else you would rather be doing.
No way. No. My cup runneth over. I'm a lucky duck.
Yeah. It's amazing. And obviously you're doing radio today and you kind of have an affinity for radio because you've what, dabbled in college a bit, right?
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Shouts to WFHB, Bloomington, like WIUX cool. Is Bloomington College Radio.
Awesome.
And WFHB is like the local community station. I worked in, I did stuff in both, and they're both great stations. So yeah, I love radio.
Yeah, kids take great pride in their college radio shows, and I'm sure you did as well.
I know I did.
It was the best.
It is the best. It's like I still have friends from college radio who are like dear friends of mine, and I grew up with like a great local station WTMD in Baltimore that like put me onto so much good music. So
no, you were saying they acted sort of as your older sibling.
Yeah,
you know,
musical older. I mean, you know, it's like yeah, my brother was. I love him to death, but he's not. You know, he's not like digging in the crates for the new stuff. He had the Chumbawamba CD and I think the Fastball CD that had Sugar Ray, that kind of stuff. All right. So, you know, it was nice to have WTMD to put me on.
Yeah. The classics, yeah. If you will. Aaron Fraser music.com is the website. People could go and, you know, as we record this session today, people could pre-order the new record, Into the Blue. Speaking of the new record, you kind of, and I'm paraphrasing here, it's the clearest portrait of who I am as an artist. Mm. Is that in fact true?
Yeah, I think it is true. Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm a very like private person, but I do feel like I think I let people in on this record in a way that maybe, I always try to, but I think in a deeper way, and I think also just bringing more of my musical influences together in a seamless way, in the clearest way possible yet. And I think a lot of that is like a little bit of like hip hop attitude. It's not, you know, I'm not making rap music, but my co-producer on this record, Alex Goose, is a protege of Madlib, you know, one of the greatest hip hop producers. And so he kind of brings this like soulful hip hop mentality, and I'm bringing like soul influenced by hip hop.
Sure. I don't expect you to remember, but we have talked before on a Zoom, probably right around the release of your debut record, introducing Aaron Fraser.
Yeah.
And you were so nice. You found me on Instagram after the fact and like DM'd me a playlist of all this like new school hip hop that you were into, because we had that hip hop conversation already.
This rings a bell, yes.
Yeah, it ring a bell?
Yeah. So, what did you dig in? I mean, do you have anything you're enjoying?
I will circle back with you on that, because obviously working here, there's a lot of music to listen to.
All the time.
You know? So we heard the title track, Into the Blue, off the brand new record, which is amazing. You said, speaking of that song in particular, or just the general theme of Into the Blue, it's all about really heading into the unknown and perhaps taking solace in that.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a 5-year relationship that came to an end and in New York, and it coincided with the end of my time in New York for now. But I sort of like headed west into kind of this unknown territory for me and the unknown part of my life. You know, next chapter, the Indications, my band, were taking a year to rest. So I didn't have all of these support systems. I was really just kind of like heading into the unknown. And that big, vast sense of unknown makes me think of like cowboys and, you know, just the expanse of the horizon and the desert, whatever. So like this song, like Into the Blue, I wanted it to feel like a cowboy riding, you know, in the rain pouring off the Black Stetson, and just like really try to paint that picture of like being alone and maybe scared, but also a sense of like resoluteness and bravery to kind of head into that and come out the other side
of it. We're glad to have you in Southern California. You know, a lot of musicians are relocating to Nashville or just outside of Nashville. Yeah. And I'm sure that had crossed your mind maybe for a period of time. But we're glad to have you here.
Happy to be here.
Again, Aaron Fraser in studio. We got more live music in our studio. I do have more questions for you. But before we rip into the song Payback, which our listeners are probably familiar with, we've been playing that for a while. The song Into the Blue, co-written by Dan Arbach, who actually produced your first record, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you linked up with him again, and did you tell him the whole cowboy visual you had in your head?
I mean, you know, Dan is so well-versed in country music and Americana, and that's very much like what's at the core of that song for me, with a little bit of like nasty breakbeat, you know, type stuff. And he loves hip hop too. So like he immediately got in. We knocked it out in a couple hours in a hotel room.
Oh, really? It wasn't at Easy Eye Sound?
No, it was at Chateau.
Interesting. Yeah.
I'd never been there, but it was cool.
Yeah, well, Dan's studio, we talked about it, is amazing. Yeah. And I'm sure you were like a kid in a candy store working on that first record. You know.
I mean, I learned so much from Dan before I ever got in the room with him, because I learned to sing in my car when I first got my driver's license, you know, and I could just be alone and have a sense of privacy. And a lot of what I was listening to at the time were Black Keys records, was Brothers, Thick Freakness, Chulahoma, Rubber Factory, Attack and Release. I mean, everything that they had done up to that point. I mean, the Black Keys were like one of my first live shows I ever saw.
Incredible.
Growing up. So yeah, it was really special to work with him. It always is.
Yeah. That's crazy cool. Let's get some more live music. You did a great version of the song Payback. Let's get into it right now, and then more from our studio in just a bit. Aaron Fraser is here. We are 88.5, The SoCal Sound.
One, two, one, two. Way back, played them games on you. Knew that I was wrong, cause now I'm sitting on one track path that's taking me to the place where I belong. Might be hot, it might be cold, but it's the oldest tale they ever told. Payback, I feel it coming for me.
There you go. The song's called Payback, a cool live version of a song that our listeners might be familiar with. Aaron Fraser is in our studio. That's a new song off the record, Into the Blue. The website is great. It's got the music up there. It's got the merch items.
Yeah.
Your merch game is very strong.
Thank you. I try to come correct, you know.
I appreciate that. AaronFraserMusic.com. Nick Waterhouse on that track as well helped co-write.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like your vibes are very similar, old school sensibilities. You know, what's your relationship like with old Nick Waterhouse?
I love Nick. He's such a sweet guy, and just very very curious. You know, he's got a lot of curiosity, which I love when I talk to other music fans. You know, they want to know, you know, he wants to know not only like the song, he wants to know who produced the song, who is the guitar player, who like changed the guitar player's strings a week before. He's like so deep in it. And so I love talking to him.
So are you like a gearhead yourself?
I'm not a gearhead.
Yeah.
I really feel like actually I'm very much like a bottom line person. Like on this record, you'll hear drum sounds where the hi-hat is played with a plastic fork. Because I just, whatever gets done. It was just, I was trying to play with a stick. The stick was too loud. I switched to a plastic fork that was next to me and from some takeout, and it was great. So, yeah, whatever gets it done.
That's incredible. Yeah. That reminds me of listening to like Paul Simon talk about stuff. And he talks about what he used to create certain sounds that were floating around in his head. And just oftentimes it's just like off the wall stuff that he used. You know, even Fiona Apple from time to time will walk around her house bang on stuff to find certain sound elements, you know?
The side of a car door is like the sickest kick drum. You know, it's always just so low and thumpy. And I mean, I don't know who said it first, but like this notion of like the only rule is it has to work. You know, is it auto-tuned or not? It doesn't matter. It's like if it moves people,
sure,
that's all that matters. Did you use a vintage guitar versus contemporary? Whatever, if it sounds beautiful, the only rule is it has to work.
Right. Was it recorded at Easy Eye or in a hotel room? It works.
Exactly.
It works either way. Aaron Fraser, you got some shows. The Will Turn on 6/28, the Fool in Love Festival on 8/31, August 31st, and then the Belly Up Tavern down in Solana Beach.
That's right.
The first week of September. Real quick, the Fool in Love Festival. I mean, this thing is extraordinary,
and from
what I understand, the indications, you know, your other band is kind of a co-owner of the festival.
We are, we are among the organizers of the fest. We, you know, had this kind of feeling that I think soul music is at this really interesting place where it's been interesting over the course of the indications career. We have been joined in this kind of contemporary generation by like so many bands now, and it's really cool, and everybody's doing like great work, and they're sort of like partnering with cool producers who have the sauce, and it's all beautiful. So I think in celebration of us like being in this kind of peak of like new soul, while we're at a time when we're lucky enough for a lot of these OG original, you know, like original generation performers like are still around, still here, the voices are still in good shape, we can bring everybody together for a day just to like celebrate that we are a continuum.
Yeah. And the Fool in Love lineup is incredible. We were talking about how it looks like it was generated by AI or somebody who just made like a flyer. But no, this is the real deal, and it's crazy. And you're doing double duty with Duran Jones and the Indications, as well as Aaron Fraser, solo set, which is amazing. So people could look into that Fool in Love happening in Southern California before you know it. Anything else to sort of touch on before we kind of wrap it up and get into Time Will Tell?
Trying to think. I mean,
I told you I'd keep it brief.
Yeah,
today.
No, I mean, you kind of hit the. June 28th, the album is live as well as the release show. I guess what I would say to people is to listen to the second half of the record. I know because I see it on Spotify that what happens is if you don't count the singles, like, there is a very linear decline on every record between the first track and the last track because people don't listen to whole albums. But I didn't put the last songs on the record as the last songs because I don't like them or because I like them less than the ones that are on the front record.
Sure.
The front of the record, it's like, it is an emotional journey, and some of my favorite songs are at the very end. So when you listen to the record, just, you know, check the back half.
Yeah, that's, I love that you said that. Julie, our new music director and midday host, she wants to do a feature where she plays nothing but the final track on an album.
Wow, I love that.
I love that too.
I mean, I know. It's like, that's so cool. I always think about, and especially on this record, like, you know, this intersection of like music and cinema. And I'm not like the craziest film buff, but I always think about like great soundtracks and music supervision and the way like songs paired with picture can make both like transcend, you know? Yeah. And so like this album is very cinematic. And so finish the movie, check the B-side.
No, I love that so much. So again, some of your stuff from the previous record, the introducing one, those songs, like I told you, withstand the test of time, and we still play them often, you know, to this day. And now we got some new music to dig into. We're stoked on you, man, and we're happy to have you today.
Yeah, I appreciate the support so much, man. I mean, like, I really, this radio station, I feel like showing a lot of love, and to, you know, me, the Indications, the new record, and yeah, I really appreciate it.
AaronFraserMusic.com is in fact the website. You got the merch, you got the tour dates, you got access to music. We're all very excited to have you here. It's a pleasure to meet you in person.
Likewise.
You got an open door policy. You're welcome to the studio and whenever you want.
I'll take you up on that.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We are 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Sit in a lonely room, nothing but thoughts of you. Sweet to sound. Packed up the picture frames, headed our separate ways. Depended on fate, will the road lead back to you? Hear me when I say goodbye. Time will tell if these wounds will get to healing. Stuck inside.
SoCal Sound sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Mookie. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.